fear gripped the crowd that day at Jairus' home. When the doctor shook his head and said, she's gone. You could feel that mother's heartbreak. You could hear them crying more. The little girl was only 12 years old. Somewhere in the distance, outlined against the sun, there came a man with a mission from the throne. They said, look, somebody's coming. But what they did not know, it was their promise coming down the dusty road. And there's a promise coming down the dusty road. And from his holy hands, where the virtues belong, he's gonna be watching me. Death and hell. And wonder turned to mocking when Jesus did speak. He said, your daughter's not dead, she's just asleep. And then he turned to the unbelievers, then he told them all, go home. They heard him say, leave me and death alone. He laid his hands upon the child, he looked death right in the eye. He said, open heaven and what belongs to me.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Amen. Amen. Another scripture 2 Corinthians 6, reading from verse 14 to 18. 2 Corinthians 6, from verse 14 to 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Amen. And so, it's a little sermon I want us to share together before we come to the communion table, to the Lord's table. Amen. And so I want to title today's sermon, I want to call it Unequally Yoked. Unequally Yoked. Amen. Amen. My title is Unequally Yoked. Amen. And so, you're welcome. I'm not sure I've recognized you. Will you please be on your feet? Yes. Your name? Alfred. Alfred. Ahen. Okay, we're happy to have you. Amen. Amen. So you are welcome to the house of the Lord. So let's see more of you. Okay, so who invited you? Your boss, Brajo. Okay, so we have to see you. Amen. We're happy to have you around. Let's go to share the word of God together. Amen. So let's see more of you as we share the word of the Lord together. Unequally yoked. Okay, so I first read you Revelation 18:4. When the Spirit spoke and said, come out of her, my people. God has a people. God has a people. And he's very proud of his people. Hallelujah. God is very proud of his people. He brags about his people. He's like, you are my people. He's like, you are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. And this people that God has are a peculiar people. God cherishes these people so much so that he doesn't want to identify them together with the world. That's right. Amen. Amen. Or with the church system. So there's always a point where God, when God calls for separation. Amen. Amen. When God does not want us to be equally yoked together with those that are not his people. Amen. Now people say, well, we are all God's people. That's not true. There's nowhere in the Bible that you read that we are all God's people. But have you heard people say we are all God's people? Uh-huh. They say that. But it's not true. The devil also has his people. But God has his people. Amen. Amen. God has his children. The devil has his children. Amen. Amen. And so and so God screams out and said, come out of her, my people. He doesn't want to share his people with the devil. Amen. God does not want to share his people with the denominational beliefs and stuff that are unscriptural. Amen. 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 So he calls them out that they do not become partakers of the abomination of the beast and the image thereof. And so here, that's what I read to you in 2 Corinthians. Paul was preaching here, and Paul was making it clear in 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. Of course, you know what a yoke is, that right? And when those that till the land, the farmers that till the land, those that use bullocks, yoke. They put a yoke, okay, that compelled the bullock to tear the land on the neck of all the bulls. They line them up and they put a yoke on them and they move together. When they move together. When they stop together. It's a yoke. They are burdened under it. Amen. But here we have been told not to be yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. So he said, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And so right from the beginning, God has called for separation. The people of God does not walk like the world. They do not dress like the world. They do not speak like the world. They do not behave like the world. They are a peculiar people. They are different. They are all. They don't look like the world. They look like the Lord. Hallelujah. Normally they are not accepted because they don't conform to societal norms. But unfortunately, today and these days, everyone wants to be accepted. Everyone wants to be patted at the back. Everyone wants to be spoken good of. So people no more take a stand for the Lord. Why? They want to look like all the rest of the people. That was the sin Israel committed. God did not forgive them. Israel wanted to be like all any other nation. So even when God was ruling Israel by prophet, he said, no, I want to be like the rest. The rest don't have prophet. They have kings. And of course, how they troubled Samuel. You all know the story. Amen. And Samuel was saddened, not because he thought he had been rejected, but he knew they had rejected the Lord. Because just by being wanted to be like the other nations, the bride of Christ, amen, the church want to be like others. She cannot be like others. Amen. 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 Our sisters cannot dress like the rest of the world. Amen. Christian sisters cover themselves and they love the Lord. Amen. And our brothers stand like Christians. Amen. They don't behave like the rest of the world. It's all right. They call you to, you know, it's all right. Though, by all means, call you names. But you've got to take your stand because you are a separate people, unequally yoked with the world. So Paul speaks and he says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. So God said he will dwell in us as vessels of honor. I'll dwell in them and walk in them. So God is expecting to walk on 2 feet in vessels that he calls my people. Amen. Amen. Now listen, we have not only been called out, we have been called out to be used as vessels for God to walk in. When this day, amen, we have not been called to become church members. We'll not be called just to join the church. We'll not be called to become members of an organization. We've been called to become vessels reserved for God to walk in them. God will walk in me. God will walk in you. God will walk in you. God will walk in you. Vessels. Praise God. Do you know why the church is tired of? Do you know why the world is tired of churchism? Because the church looks like the world. And the world is tired of it. The world sings worldly language, worldly songs. The church does the same. Those ladies in the world dress provocatively. The church does the same. It's a shame. Complete shame. And you know why that is so? The pulpits are weak. We have pulpits in the world today that are very, very weak. Weak pulpits, weak preachers. They won't preach redemption. They won't preach salvation. They preach money. And God will judge them. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. Amen.
You can't monetize salvation. You can't monetize redemption. You can't monetize God's system. Hallelujah. God calls a people unto himself that he will marry them. God has a bride. God has a bride. God has a bride. She does not look like the world. Hallelujah. Many times she is misunderstood, but she is God's beloved bride. She is misunderstood. She is rejected. She is neglected. She is looked down upon. She is disregarded. But that is God's own beloved bride. Praise God. She does not look like the world. She doesn't dress like the world. Her passions are not like the world. Amen. Praise God. We have been called out. We are a called out people. Hallelujah. We have been called to be married to a king. Not just any king, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of glory, the God, the maker of heaven and the earth, the God without beginning, the God without end. Praise God. We are Christians, and Christians look like Christ. The word Christian means Christ-like. They look like Christ. They look more like the world. They ain't like the world. They look more like the word. They are born of his bone. Just as Eve was born of Adam's bone and flesh of Adam's flesh, this bride of Christ is born of the second Adam's bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. So the call goes out for a separation. And Paul continued to say, I'll dwell in them, God himself speaking, and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out. You see, the same expression we read in Revelation 18:4 is being repeated here. Come out from among them. Come out from among them. Come out. Not physical isolation from people. Come out means don't do what they do. Don't be conformed to their ways. If they gamble, you don't gamble. If they drink, you don't drink alcohol. If they smoke, you don't smoke. If they fornicate, you don't do that. You are a holy priesthood. You are vessels of honor. You are separated unto the Lord. Holy, 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 holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The world is sick, and the church also is sick. But a bride must stand on the pure word of the living God. Hallelujah. Why? She is a called out people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I, the Lord, I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. Not grandsons, not granddaughters, but sons and daughters. God doesn't have grandchildren. He has only children, sons and daughters. If God has grandchildren, they will say, oh, my father is a pastor, and therefore I'm saved. Oh, God, so this one, my father, see, I can hide under my pastor. No, you can't hide under your pastor. Because God doesn't have grandchildren. God has all children. All children. All children. Sons and daughters who have been called out to stand for what is right. To stand for truth. They are justified, cleansed, sanctified, and filled. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. If the people of God will live like that, the world will get thirsty. If Christians will live like Christians, the world will get thirsty. But because Christians are not living like Christians, the world sees no difference. Some say, why should I go to church?
Why should I go to church? The pastor is preaching prosperity when there are people that are unsaved in his church. Why should I go to church? They're making big money. They're making big money from poor people. Why should I go to church? And those in church are dressing like they haven't heard the name of Christ before. And preachers can't preach that. So why should I go to church? And they'll tell you that, why should I go? And they tell it every day. It's a big shame. Amen. It's an indictment against the people that profess to be Christians and not live like that. Amen. We must live like that. Amen. Live like soldiers of the cross. Live like Christians. Amen. We must talk the word. Live like Christ. Dress like Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh my. You know, I don't keep long when it's communion service. Generally, I don't keep long, but communion service, I believe, is normally shorter. Some few quotes I'll read to you. Sermon that will be preached. So, the sermon I want to read to you, the message, 1960, preaching 1960, entitled Five Definite Identifications of the True Church of the Living God. Amen. And then the prophet says, listen. So now, the first place. The word church itself means the called out. Now, Israel was not the church of God. As long as they were in Egypt, they were the people of God. And then when God called them out of Egypt, they become the church of God. Because they were the called out. Now, that still remains the same today. The word church means the called out ones. Those that have been called out, separated, made different. Now in the Old Testament, the known church was called the kingdom of God. God's kingdom. Now I'm taking this from chronology of the Bible. The Old Testament, the church was called the kingdom of God. In other words, God is a king. And the church is his domain. God's kingdom, Old Testament. In the New Testament, it is called the Messianic Empire. Oh, I like that. Messianic. In other words, the Messianic Empire, where the Messiah rules and reigns. No denominational barriers or nothing. The Messiah rules in his empire. Isn't that wonderful thinking? Messianic Empire. Therefore, the church is not an organization. The church is not a gathering of people. The church is the people of God that has been called out of the world to serve in another kingdom. Amen. We belong somewhere else. We belong to another kingdom. We are not just church members. We are citizens of another kingdom. It's the reason why we are old. It's the reason why we dress the way we dress, covering, sisters covering yourself, not showing back and showing chest and breast and armpit and bare back. And I know how they call it. And displaying sensual bodies, devils, being influenced by devils. The church has fallen. The church of God has fallen. Amen. But the bride of Christ is standing. Amen. Upon the living word of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God always calls for separation. If you read right in the scriptures, every part you read is about separation. Right from Genesis. Even when God created, he caused separation, you remember? Yes, sir. Amen. Waters separated, land, darkness, light separated. It's a God of separation. Amen. So anything goes. It's not anything goes. It's a God of separation. Yes, amen. Amen. Those that profess him must depart from evil. Amen. Why? We have been called out to stand out as a separate people. Amen. But many a time we want to please. We have many places in the church. I'm not just saying just here. Maybe in almost every church, there are many places, so they can't take a stand.
They compromise. They can't lose friends. And because they can't lose friends, they rather lose the word. So the word and friends, which one will you choose? You can't please the world and please the Lord. You can't please family members and please the Lord. You can't please friends and please the word. Make a stand. Make a decision. Take a stand. Make a decision and follow under your decision. Ruth made a decision. And she served under her decision. And she was rewarded for making a decision and serving under the decision. Amen. We make a decision to follow Christ and we serve under our decision and we are rewarded for taking that decision and serving under our decision. It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven. There are many thorns on the way. It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven. You know the song? For many other thorns on their way. It's not an easy road, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives us joy every day. No, no. No, no. It's not an easy road. No, no. It's not an easy road. But the Savior was beside us and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. He brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. Oh, hallelujah! Praise God! So don't you worry, God is with you. He will never leave you. He would never leave you. He would never leave you. He would never leave me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take a stand for Christ. He will take a stand for you. He will never leave you. But he said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I'll also be ashamed of you before the Father. But we are not ashamed. Take a stand. Don't compromise. Take a stand. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We are unequally yoked. We're just not like any other nation. We are peculiar people. Another quote. Somebody named Shesh. How tragic that was. Little did they realize that when they were asking God to let them be like the rest of the world, they were rejecting him. Because God had ordained that his people act different from the world. Amen. They are not of the world. Amen. And they don't look like the world and they don't act like the world. Amen. They are crucified unto the world and the world is crucified unto them. Amen. Then he quotes 2 Corinthians 6, 17 to 18. Is that right? Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. Take a stand. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't compromise. Amen. If you want to know the character of a person, watch your friends. If you want to know who a person is, watch his friends, watch his associates, watch what he likes doing when no one watches him or her. Amen.
Amen.
That person is what he is. Is that, I think people say that, show me your friend and I'll tell your character. Yes, I think it's very true. Amen. Amen. You see a real believer that floats with the world, I'm afraid he's not converted yet. When you see a believer among unbelievers, he's trying to convince them. He's trying to talk to them. But if he floats with them, there's a question mark on his testimony. But God doesn't like that. God doesn't like wishy-washy religion. He wants people that can take a stand and say, yes, that's what I stand for. Rain or shine. Make a decision. And step under your decision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh my. So of course, Peter preached here in 1 Peter, I believe, chapter 2, verse 9. I didn't give that to you to project. 1 Peter 2, 9. But ye are a chosen generation. Isn't that wonderful? A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Into a marvelous message. Into a marvelous word of God. Praise God. Ye are the light of the world. Ye are the redeemer of this hour. Ye are the salt of the earth. Praise God. You are living epistles seen and read of all men. You are not like the rest of the world. You have been called out. The church means the called out. We can't be equally yoked with the world. No, sir, we cannot be. Hallelujah. My last quote, and I'm done. I only came to pronounce your names to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so the last quote in here, this sermon was preached in 1957, entitled Jehovah Jireh. So listen, God calls every man to separation. Everyone. Not one exception. Every man that comes to Christ must separate himself from the things of the world. To have faith in God, you can't walk around where people are and be in people and associate with people that is in the wrong thing and expect to have faith. Now, some said, did you hear that? Oh, let me read that to you again. He said, to have faith in God, you can't walk around where people are and be in people and associate with people that is in the wrong thing and expect to have faith. You can't get around where Thomas is at and all of his children. You know what it means? Doubters. And where they say, oh, the days of miracles is past and there's no such a thing as that. The first thing you know, that spirit will get on you. Come out from among them. The Bible says, separate yourself. Be separated. Touch not their unclean things, and I will receive you. Say the Lord. Listen, he says, the trouble of it is we have got too much Hollywood preaching and not enough old-time rough preaching. That's the trouble in the church. I like the old-time kind that really tests the height of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh my. I like the old time kind that really tears the height off you. That go wash your face. Don't dress like men and put on those trousers and paint your face. They can't preach that because they'll lose members. But truth must be preached. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he says, listen, I like the old time kind that really tests the height of you, brings it down to a place where it belongs. Too much petting around. You know petting? At the back. God bless you. Speak no evil against no one. Rebuke no one. Offend no one. Come and preach your sermon. Read. God bless you. You prosper. And they go home happy. They go home sinners. They go home happy. They go home sinners. They go home church members, not Christians. And they leave the church comfortably and sin prosper in the church. That's right. Fornication and gossip and jealousy and gambling. Yeah. Repent. Yeah. I don't know why I'm saying that. I know that we don't have sex here. Yeah. But I don't know. God knows all things. Yeah. But live right. Amen. Live holy before the Lord. Yeah. Talk right. Amen. Come under the blood. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There is a cleansing flood. It cleanses and it makes you a Christian. Then he said, I like the old time kind that really tests of the test the height of you. Brings it down to a place where it belongs. Too much person around. We need the old-fashioned gospel.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Preach in its power the resurrection of Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's what the world needs today. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Then it says, total annihilation. Total annihilation. Total annihilation. Gossip completely annihilated from the church. Jealousy annihilated. Hatred annihilated. Envy annihilated. Love for worldly things annihilated. Completely annihilated. Hallelujah. Pride and arrogance annihilated. Oh, the love of Christ established. The love for the world annihilated. Oh, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We cannot be equally yoked with the world. We cannot. We cannot. God is sick of lukewarmness. If you read the Bible, He said, I prefer you are cold or hot, but you can't be lukewarm. Amen. So God prefers a people that will say, we are not Christians. We are fooling around. He prefers that, even though he wishes that all are saved. But he prefers even that state to someone who professes Christianity at least anyhow. It makes him sick in his stomach.
Amen.
He said, I'll spit you out of my mouth.
Amen.
A church that will stand true to the word, that is not embarrassed or ashamed.
Amen.
Of the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And take a stand for it.
Amen.
So help us God.
Amen.
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 It takes the Holy Spirit baptism for you to live like a life of Christ.
Amen.
In your own efforts, you fail and fail and fail and fail again. And you fail miserably. And the devil will use you as a puppet. And the devil will dictate to you as a servant of the devil. And whatever he wants you to do, you do. But if you come under the Holy Spirit baptism and you are sealed in, then God will dwell in you and walk in you as the Bible prophesied.
Amen.
And they shall be my people and I will walk in them. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
God bless you.